Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good.
The late, great godfather of soul, the late James Brown, bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. ProfitabilityRevolution.com is the website. Go there and check out the hundreds of videos with some really smart people, and then a couple who aren't so smart. There's a couple of those in there. Really smart people on some stuff that you will benefit from as a small business owner. It's 100% dedicated to what you do. Ruth is doing a great job over there. So check that out, and her books are there. The Courage to be Profitable is a breakthrough book, folks. You need to go to Amazon or wherever you got to go to get that book. Ruth, thanks again for being here. Thanks again for 10 great years. We're talking about unlimited cash flow, the mythical, the almost mythical unicorn of business management that can be done. We talked about, you know, make sure that you set yourself up for recurring revenue. You got to defer gratification. You got to put it up, because recurring cash flow isn't recurring beautifully day one, right? It takes time. You have to lap it and overlap it, don't you?
You really do. And then the other thing is you have to make sure it's easy to either bill for it or hopefully put it on a credit card these days.
Boy, this is a big deal. How many times have you walked into a business and they said, Ruth, we need you to help us. We're going down. We're not going to make it. And you show up and you say, okay, show me how you bill your customers. And they show you. And you say, well, when does this person pay? Well, they haven't. Why haven't they paid? Well, we haven't billed them for it yet. It's been months. Why? I don't understand. Please explain to me what would make a small business not send their customers a bill.
They don't have time. They got to go to the next project or the next bank. That's the excuse I get all the time.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I totally agree. The thing that people don't realize is that if you don't bill them for 3 months, they think you don't need the money, and they may take another 3 months to pay you.
Exactly, and never mind the fact that if they send their bills in, if they bill their customers, they wouldn't need you or me.
Yeah, maybe.
At least they wouldn't be as dire straits. So, folks, you got a bill. You got to charge. If you deliver services and goods, you got to send your customers a bill on time.
Yeah. Well, it's so easy these days because most credit cards now do recurring billing. I mean, think about it. It started with the health clubs and them doing everything billing on a credit card, but it has just taken off. I mean, you can just set up, you know, so there's no excuse, especially from the recurring revenue perspective. You set up your credit card the first time they sign a recurring billing authorization form that your bank or your credit card company will give you and tell you what they want on it. They sign off on it, and it's done.
You can also do PayPal, for God's sake.
Yeah, I mean, we have so many more options than when you
and
I started.
Here's the thing, Ruth. You know, one of my big deals is making sure that you're relevant to your customer.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the ways, you know, never mind whether they obviously like your product and your service and your price, or they wouldn't do business with you, but they might not come back if you don't make it easy for them to pay. And that's what you're talking about.
Right.
So so you want to make sure that you don't require them to send you a check only.
Yeah. And most credit, I mean, you can do it on PayPal now, and there's, you know, so many different ways and make it very, very easy to get paid.
Well, and you know, you hear people say, well, this credit card people take 2% out. Well, how much is the carrying cost of not getting paid for 60 days?
PayPal takes more than that.
Yeah. Do they really?
Yeah, they take 3.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, so, but the reality is you
but
get
still,
your money,
you get your money.
And you build the 3% into your price. What's
That's
the big
exactly
deal?
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, yeah. If you normally would sell it for $10, you add 3% on that, and so I can't do that quickly in my head. But you know, it's reality. It's like maybe it's $10.30 or thereabouts.
I've got a little company that I'm starting to do some business with. they're doing a great job, and they sent me an invoice Friday. And I wanted to pay them as quickly as I could, but instead of sending that invoice to my people, I knew they could use the money. Send my invoice to my payables office here, folks here. I sat down Sunday got my business credit card out, and they had arrangements. They had an option in their website where I could pay them online, and so they got their money from me on Sunday. Whereas if they hadn't done that, they might not have got their money till Friday by the time we cut the check and mailed it.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is that if you can do it on a website, people, you know, as you said, will do it there, but
that's
they may
right.
be searching for things that you're doing, and if they can immediately pay and not have to write a check later or whatever,
that's
they'll
right.
have a tendency to buy faster.
And if I trust them, they can send me what I ordered and bill me immediately. Take the money
yeah.
immediately. I'll let them do it.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ruth, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
ProfitabilityRevolution.com, right?
That's it.
All right, so check that out, folks. I promise you, you'll thank me later. Ruth King, ladies and gentlemen, 10 years she's been a member of our Brain Trust. What a great 10 years it has been, too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.